Our reading for today is from 3 John. 3 John, beginning in verse 1. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring up what he is doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. And not content with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers, and also stops those who want to, and puts them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God, whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone, and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. I had much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends, every one of them. Much like the second letter of John was, 3 John goes by pretty quickly. It's a personal letter written to this person named Gaius. We really don't know who they are. We don't have any background information. But he's writing to them, and he starts out with a fairly personal greeting here, saying, you know, I pray that all may go well with you. That would be very similar to me writing to someone or talking to someone today and saying, you know, I hope that you're doing well. And of course, John is talking about more than just whether their health is doing well or maybe their career is doing well. He's talking deeper. He's talking to someone in the faith and making this statement, I hope it goes well with you. And so ultimately, I think we can take that as primarily meaning about their faith. And he commends him in his faith through this letter as well. In verse 3, he makes mention of some brothers that came and testified about Gaius. And based on the way that he says things within this letter, I would say that these are people that he probably extended some hospitality to as they were doing a good work for the Lord. And they spent some time with him. And when they come back to John, they can relate to him. Hey, we spent this time with Gaius and he's living the truth. He's being faithful and we were appreciative of what he offered to us. That would be the type of conversation that I think is going on here. So they testified to the truth that he's walking in the truth. And John is expressing joy over this. He says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. I think we can take that as meaning that John personally taught this person the truth and brought them into a moment of faith in Jesus. But even if he didn't, I think we can understand the sentiment of somebody that you know, someone that you have a personal connection with, being able to hear over time that they're remaining faithful, and that be a joyous thing, especially if it's somebody that you don't see very often. You want to know that they're doing well, and you want to know that they're remaining in the faith. So verse 5, again, I think he's talking about hospitality. It is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are. Well, they're brothers, but they're not people that he personally had a connection with. So they're probably some people that were traveling. They would come along. They would say, hey, John told us to come and see you, and here we are. And that's likely the way all of this went down. So when he gets into verse 6, these brothers, strangers as they are, they testified to your love before the church. And so that's probably that they are evangelists that were doing some missionary work and they came back to the congregation that sent them out and they gave a report of their work and probably included Gaius in that report, speaking of staying with him and being encouraged by him, and perhaps even being edified by him and spending that time with him. And so he says, you will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. Well, they've already testified, So I'm not sure if that means they're going to come around again, or if he just means in a general sense, when you have these people that come by, continue to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. So show your love toward them is kind of the idea that's here, and show your love for the work that they're doing by helping them. Verse 7, a little bit more information. They have gone out for the sake of the name, the sake of Jesus, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. I think this is the same idea that Paul had when he described the fact that he'd go out on these missionary journeys and there were times in which he would not ask for support from those he was preaching to at that time because he did not want them to feel like he was there for gain. He didn't want them to feel like that he was just teaching them because he wanted money from them. So he would try to get his funds to support the work from elsewhere in order to do that particular preaching. So I think that's what John is referring to here, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these that we may be fellow workers for the truth. Support can be in lots of different ways. We don't have to jump right to money whenever we see that word support, though it can mean that. It can mean that perhaps he was helping them with funds, but it can be helping with hospitality along the way. It can be helping with prayers. It can be helping with spending some time with them when they are in the area in order to encourage them in the work that they're doing. There are lots of ways in which an individual Christian can support someone who is doing good work for the Lord. Verse 9, I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. Well, that's a big problem. It's a big problem when you have somebody that tries to put themselves in an authority position in the church and says, no, we're not going to hear this from an apostle. Okay, we're not going to hear this from somebody. We know what their authority is, but I'm not going to recognize it. I'm not going to allow it to go through. I'm not sure why he would be able to intercept that letter, but nonetheless, that's what's going on here. And so he's condemning it. He says, if I come, I will bring up what he's doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. So there's probably more going on than just intercepting a letter. He's talking bad about them. He's degrading their authority amongst the brethren. So not content with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers. So now we're probably talking about those that are spending some time with Gaius and that had interacted with him. And also stops those who want to and puts them out of the church. So other people who want to welcome them, he wants to put them out of the church. He wants to discipline them for doing so. And he has no right to do that at all for any that are teaching the truth. So he's describing someone who's very prideful and who will put themselves before the well-being of souls and the well-being of the church. And so after making these statements, verse 11, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. You know, don't fall along into this behavior. Don't go along with Diotrephes. Do what's right. Imitate good. Do what you know to be good. Whoever does good is from God, and whoever does evil has not seen God. That's a direct statement against Diotrephes and anyone who would act like him. Demetrius has received a good testimony from us, from everyone, and from the truth itself. So in other words, people speak well of him, and his life is matching up to what the truth of the gospel is. He's living his faith. He's living a life that God would approve of. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. So because of that personal relationship, knowing them well, he knows that they would not lie about such things. Verse 13, I had much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. That's the same ending that we saw in 2 John. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends, every one of them. We don't know exactly who those friends are, but likely we're talking about similar to earlier in the book when he's talking about those that are doing the work of the Lord and that would have an opportunity to interact with Gaius. So thank you for listening today. Please come back tomorrow and we will do another reading. And please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.